Cotton, Democrats going to have to answer at the ballot box for CRT support. By Trent Baker on August 12, 2021. Thursday, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, sounded off on the Senate passage of his $3.5 trillion resolution amendment to ban federal funds from going to promote critical race theory in schools. Cotton noted his amendment passed with the thinnest majority possible of 50 to 49. He said the 49 Democrats who voted against the amendment are going to have to answer at the ballot box for supporting something that would indoctrinate children to think America is a racist nation. A majority at the Senate passed a bill that would prohibit federal funds being used to indoctrinate children with critical race theory. I think that's very significant because so many Americans are opposed to the UN American principles of critical race theory. That the most important thing about us is our race, or that some races are inherently privileged, others inherently victimized, Cotton outlined. But it was the thinnest majority possible. 50 to 49, and all 49 of those Democrats are going to have to answer at the ballot box. Some of them as early as next year, about why they think your tax dollars should go to indoctrinate children to think America is a racist nation, he concluded. Cotton said Tuesday on the Senate floor about his amendment. Sadly, today some want to replace our founding principles with an un-American ideology called critical race theory. They want to teach our children that America is not a good nation but a racist nation. Those teachings are wrong, and our tax dollars should not support them. My amendment will ensure that federal funds aren't being used to indoctrinate kids as young as pre-K to hate America. Our future depends on the next generation of kids loving America and loving each other as fellow citizens, no matter their race. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.